Lord, we give you thanks and praise as we continue our celebration of this Christmas season, but especially for this Feast of the Holy Family. And we just pray your blessing and protection upon all of our families, that we continue to seek healing and guidance and understanding of the importance of family. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Good morning. Hope you're all enjoying a blessed Christmas. Mine literally got off to a rocky start. About an hour and 10 minutes outside of Richland, I hit a patch of black ice and totaled my car. And just bruised a little bit, but could have been a lot worse. So I'm very grateful to still be with you. But that's not exactly how I intended to celebrate Christmas. So I had a rental. I drove back very cautiously yesterday, but it wasn't freezing rain, so it was a little safer conditions. But at any rate, I'm glad to be with you, literally. And I want to talk a little bit today about the importance of family. Today we celebrate the fact that God saw fit to join our family and entrust himself into the care of Mary and Joseph. And the family is central to our existence as a society. And the Catechism says the following: the family is the original cell of social life. It is the natural society in which husband and wife are called to give themselves in love and in the gift of life. Authority, stability, and a life of relationships within the family constitute the foundations for freedom, security, and fraternity within society. So the family is central. Mother Teresa once said, if you want to save the world, save the family. So when we don't respect that God, as it says in the book of Sirach, the first reading, has set a mother and father over their children, we don't respect the order that he's established for us, we just introduce a lot of chaos and division and problems into our society. And most of the problems we face today with gangs, drugs, violence, are directly related to the attack on the family. Satan has two things he attacks, marriage and family. And he doesn't have to change his strategy. And if he can get into our families and cause pain and hurt and division, then it just leads to all kinds of unraveling and disorder and chaos. So we want to always emphasize as Christians, as Catholics, the importance of family. Been studying a little bit about Marxism and some of the modern day movements, and they go out of their way to destroy the nuclear family. They're not of God at all. And we just see the violence and horror that those movements unleash because they don't respect the order that God has created. So one of the things that's so important is that we support ministries that promote healing in our families. I'm going to leave a week from today at 5 in the morning for the John Paul II Healing Institute in Florida for a retreat. And Dr. Bob Schutz is the founder of that ministry. And if you read his book, Be Healed, I think I read it 10 years ago. I never forget the one part that said, when I understood how broken I was and that I needed healing, and when I opened the door to healing in my life, it just flowed into my family. It just flowed into my family. So the greatest gift that we can give our families is being open to the Lord and the Holy Spirit and the healing that he wants to achieve in our lives. That's the greatest gift we can give, because it's when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of us, that's when we realize that I have to forgive people, forgive members of families who hurt us. And I hurt people, and I have to seek their forgiveness. And the Holy Spirit begins to guide and instruct us. So that's exactly what happened to him. He began healing his marriage. He reconciled with his father, who abandoned him at 13 years old, and started another family. Just all kinds of beautiful things happened because he opened the door to the Lord and to healing in his family. So we want to make sure that we're doing things that move us in that direction. And just taking little steps. I was sharing last night about a tradition we had that always annoyed me. And we still have it, actually. And it's like Christmas and Thanksgiving. Only time of the year I got to see my cousins, because that's the time we got together. So you eat dinner, you talk a little bit at dinner, and then you flop down in front of the television and watch football or something else, and you don't learn a thing about how they're doing, what's going on in their life. This was before the days of cell phones and tablets. Now those distract us from being present to one another. And so we just are very disconnected, and we really have to fight that. I love parents when they say no cell phones at the table when you're eating dinner, and no texting, because this is a time for us to be present to one another, to care about one another. But it just seems like we have so many distractions now in our society that are disconnecting and hurting us, and we just have to really fight against that. And I'm not saying you have to throw your phone away. Lord knows I have one too. But to pray for guidance and prudence through the Holy Spirit to kind of say, are we doing things that are moving our family in a direction of achieving connection and healing, or are we doing things that divide us? And so we can start different traditions. We played a game called How Well Do You Know Your Family? I didn't do so well, but because it asked personal questions like, what's your favorite color? If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? And so, but it just made me realize that we've got a little work to do. And I didn't win, but that's okay. I won Monopoly Thanksgiving, so I'm still gloating over that victory, because I never win Monopoly. So we want to begin doing things in our family, just taking small steps to be better connected. And I highly recommend that book, Be Healed. It's just outstanding, and it's really a good book. And then the last thing is the family is also called, and there's another paragraph that I didn't copy because it's kind of long, lengthy, but about how the family needs to be open to others too. It's not just we have our family, we're exclusive, but Trinitarian love is always open to the other. The Father and Son are always open to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the Father are open to the Son. So the grace comes in and needs to come out. So it's really important that moms and dads encourage their kids to get involved socially, to maybe help out at a shelter or a soup kitchen or something, to show that, you know, the family is here to form us so that we can serve the Lord in everyday life and be open to the opportunities He's giving us to reach out to other people with love and respect. So I was encouraged to do that. Rent a worker, we did this in our parish. And my dad said, go do something, Catholic Community Services. It's different over there, it's a different name, but I helped with that. Because there's always that desire to share the love that we experience in our family with other people. And I always love it when I hear about people that say, they look around their parish, and if somebody doesn't have anywhere to go on Christmas, they say, you can come join our family. I think that's just a beautiful gesture. We had our prayer meeting on Thursday night, and one of the people said she spent Christmas all alone. So that's sad, you know. She went to a couple movies, I guess. But just to be sensitive to that the people that don't have families through tragedies or other experiences, and to reach out to them and say, we want you to be part of our family is a beautiful thing to do. I want to end with two quotes from a powerhouse saint that we have, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, about the family. She says this, if you want to bring happiness to the whole world, go home and love your family. And then, the way you help heal the world is that you start with your own family. So let's just say a prayer of protection and blessing for our families today. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for our families, and we just pray that you guard and protect them from the wickedness of the enemy, all the divisions he tries to cause. Help us to always be eager to forgive and to try to understand and to seek your help in bringing healing and grace into our families. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.